has been burned before. Everybody knows the pain. Anyone in this place can tell you to your face why you shouldn't try to love someone. Everybody knows it never works. Everybody knows, and me, I know that door that shuts just before you get to the dream.
discussing Rent-A-Center with Gus, guy under stress, because he's got too many goddamn things on the DAP, baby. Too much. Split days off. They work them like dogs. They suck their souls out. They separate them from their families. Their wives and their kids don't recognize them anymore. And by the time they're a market manager, they're alone, drunk, bitter, and still fairly young, mostly white males that may have had potential at one time. But for the most part, it's over with. For most of them. According to Gus. It's pretty sad. Especially since you put yourself in that position. In the first place. But I suppose it serves its purpose. Gus said that there were some things about it that made sense at the time when he decided to jump on board, but it wasn't too long before he was catapulted up the ranks in a short amount of time and started learning all the other little knickknacks that you learn as you gain entry into upper levels of bullshit. And then the game starts to become pretty clear, pretty obvious. And then you can't deny it. You can't deny what's going on with places like Rent-A-Center. But specifically Rent-A-Center, because Gus is being worked to death. Has no time for anything. 52 to 60 hours a week. On your feet all day long. Humping refrigerators up third floor balconies. Sometimes alone. In gang-infested, heated, sweaty, darkened corridors where God knows what is going on. And you should be fucking happy that you have it, because damn it, there are people that don't have anything. And those are the people that Rent-A-Center go after. And they keep hitting you, meaning Gus, until you almost have nothing left. But their trap isn't strong enough for all. And here in a little while, I'm going to fill you in on some trade secrets on how you can take advantage of this bloodthirsty company. And, you know. Help yourself out. Help yourself out to 7 free days to, you know, a $3,000 item. For free. Absolutely. 100% free. And they bring it to you. Usually not on time or with the product that you initially paid for, or a working item, or even the same fucking day, but they eventually do get it to you. So that way it takes away your opportunity to ask for a refund, because it gives you less time with the item in the 7-day time frame that you have to decide that you're disgusted with what you have. You've been ripped off and you want your money back. Here's your piece of shit with the roaches and the rat turds in the mechanism, and that's why it's not working, you jackasses. I want my money back. And they have to give it to you. So, you know, if there's a soccer game on that you just have a hard-on for, have some proper ID, have 4 good references at different addresses, have a Social Security card that's valid. Although they can't copy that, and if they ask you to, you can sue them. Ho, ho, ho. And a couple working phone numbers and somebody that'll validate that you actually have an income. And if you're not too shady or cracked out when you come into the establishment, they'll gladly, especially right now, because they're hurting. They're giving shit away. They're giving it away. If you wanted to pay for it, there's ways to numble them down, ask them about the remaining value, and that's what we're going to talk about next in another few short minutes. The remaining value of what? Well, we'll see. Gus is truly a working class hero. Not really. But yeah, these poor bastards, man. They're being tortured. There's a weird masochistic feel about the whole thing. You can see it in their eyes. They know it's happening to them, but they can't even begin to explain it to you. It's too hot for this shit.
Still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. The is room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill, a working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
So yeah, they're going to furnish your entire home for you. Now, here's another thing, is just go ahead and look around when you're driving. Look for a rent-a-center, because they're on every corner, and anywhere you'll find a liquor store in a poor neighborhood, typically in a strip mall next to a porno shop or something like that. Look for one, but you won't find one anywhere in the middle class, upper middle class areas, suburbia, or anything like that. So the ghetto rent-a-centers, such as like Arleta or Pacoima or Panorama City, they have to deliver all the way out to Valencia and Santa Clarita and things. And those are always short-term rentals for parties or weekend events, where they have to pay a month. They only use it for the weekend, and it is a minimum of 1 month. And usually when these people do it, they're throwing down $1,000 or more to use the item for 2 days. We go pick it up and we have it in the books for a month as out of inventory. Isn't there something about isn't that some sort of fraud in corporate America? I don't know. Anyways, if you've ever been into a rent-a-center store, take a look around. Look at the shoddiness of everything. Look at the shoddiness of the crew, the tired, bloodshot eyes, the stink, the sweat, the broken knuckles, scraped elbows, bruised knee, greased shirt, blue and red and yellow with a commitment tag on their shirt, looking at you like, go away. But take in your surroundings and just understand that each store, there's 2,600 plus, almost 2,700 stores, including Puerto Rico. There's four there. And out of each of those stores, usually there's, on average, the average size store, there's 250 to 300 customers, which usually adds up to an average of 500 to 600 BOR, which is merchandise on rent, actual inventory items, scannable, chargeable items that you can own in 90 days or less. Or the 152-week payment schedule they have laid out for you. But if you don't want it, just let us know, and they'll make sure somebody comes down and picks it up quickly if you let them in. And out of each store, those average stores, now there's stores that are 1,000 BOR, 5, 6, 700 customers, depending on where it's located. Texas has a couple stores like that. So they take the business of like a 40-mile radius, whereas in California, a store's radius might be 10 miles, 15. However, that's just until the next store. You still have to deliver to fucking Valencia or Santa Clarita. Oh, yeah, the 5 at 4 p.m. on a Wednesday, 106 degrees, in a box truck. with a guy named Miguel smoking cigarettes, madly talking about his personal life, which sometimes is interesting, but not always. But nice enough guy to garner Gus listening to him. And out of each one of these stores, they're doing on an average of profit. On profit, they're anywhere from $3,000 to $8,000 in an average store. And that's after they pay the $40,000 to $52,000 overhead they have just to run it for the month. At least that's how they write it up through corporate in Plano, Texas. But that's really not what's going on according to the papers that Gus gave me. But that's how they try to make it appear. And we don't even really need to get into how they do all that. That's really not important. The fact is that they are doing it and getting away with it. So they're as bad as Walmart and any other, you know, countries out there that are controlling us. These corporate countries. So, and the potential of each store's earnings and profit is you actually $30,000 and up per store. So you do the math on that. Because of their markup is so high, they'll have a $1,500 Sony DLP. Retail price is what they'll put on it is $3,600. 158 payments, weekly payments before tax at $49.99 a week. Some shit like that. And in the first 90 days, 100% of your payment is applied to that balance, which is half of the 158-week payout schedule for, let's say, $6,000 is what that comes to, because that's if you pay, you know, that's your punishment for wanting it, can't let it go, trying to figure out how to afford it, because I want to pay it off. I've already paid $2,000 into it. Holy shit, I can't let you come pick it up. I'll let my lights go. My kids don't need shoes, because we got to keep this fucking TV, right? And people figure out how to come up with that kind of money. I don't know how they do it. Gus doesn't know how they do it. But somehow they manage, and usually it's really late. But they manage that cash. So the earnings in first store is ridiculous. The markup is ridiculous. And know that the in-between EPO, the early payoff, which is if your 90 days expires, so that half the price of the retail, here's a middle ground area that if you knock it off, you know, sometime in the middle of that 158-week period, that's about what it'll come to. It's pretty simple. But the way they have the contracts laid out, it's like a large scroll. And majority of the people that are actually signing up for this stuff, they don't know what you're talking about. They don't care what you're talking about. And they just want to get it done, give you your $42. Or if you manage to get them on their free weeks, which we are getting to that shortly. And getting out of there so they can have their delivery made, so they can sit there and, you know, chill out in front of their new AC and kick back with their rack stereo on their new Ashley Durapella suede love seat and watch their 60-inch plasma television, their home combo, if you will. They'll furnish your whole damn house.
My mother was a tailor. She sold these new blue jeans. My sweetheart was a gambler long down in New Orleans. Hotel, my baby sister, not to do. First tell me which road you will take. I don't wanna risk our paths crossing someday. So you walk that way, I'll walk this way. And the future hangs over our heads, and it moves with each current event, until it falls all around like a cold, steady rain. Just stay in when it's looking this way. And the moon's laying low in the sky, forcing everything metal to shine. And the sidewalk holds diamonds like a jewelry store case. They argue, walk this way, no, walk this way. And Laura's asleep in my bed. As I'm leaving, she wakes up and says, I dreamed you were carried away on the crest of a wave. Baby, don't go away, come here. And there's kids playing guns in the street, and one's pointing his tree branch at me. And so I put my hands up, I say enough is enough. If you walk away, I'll walk away. And he shot me dead. I found a liquid cure from my landlocked blues. It will pass away like a slow parade. It's leaving, but I don't know how soon. Think after 22 years I'd be used to the spin, and it only feels worse when I stay in one place. So I'm always pacing around or walking away, and I keep drinking the ink from my pen, and I'm balancing history books up on my head. But it all boils down to one quotable phrase: if you love something, give it away. A good woman will pick you apart. A box full of suggestions for your possible heart. But you may be offended
and you may be afraid, but don't walk away, don't walk away. We made love on the living room floor, with the noise in the background from a televised war. And in that deafening pleasure, I thought I heard someone say, if we walk away, they'll walk away. But greed is a bottomless pit, and our freedom's a joke, we're just taking a piss. And the whole world must watch the sad comic display. If you're still free, start running away, 'cause we're coming for you. Time I come home, so I'm making a deal with the devils of fate, saying let me walk away, please. You'll be free, child, once you have died from the shackles of language, immeasurable time. And then we can trade places, play musical grace. Till then, walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away. So I'm up at dawn, putting on my shoes. I just wanna make a clean escape. I'm leaving, but I don't know where to. I know I'm leaving, but I don't know.
Rent to own, Rent-A-Center. So check this out. So let's say you go in there and you get that fucking really cool blue sofa / futon metal rack, 6 variable switch side levels, directions with an ice cooler in the middle for your whatever. And you've got these things, and you just stop paying. Let's say you just stop paying. Stop giving them money. Now, technically, you are breaking the law. You're in theft of services. But for Rent-A-Center to press charges, it takes them so long and costs them so much money to go through that, that you'd almost have to commit violence on one of their workers for them to be motivated to spend the money to put your ass in jail pronto. So let's say you move one apartment over with all that merchandise and just tell them. And even if they find out, as long as you don't let them in to get the stuff, they can't come in and get the stuff. Even if they have a cop with them, the cop can only be there to mediate, but cannot force you to give up the merchandise because it is in your property, in your home, as long as the lease is in your name. They have to take you to court to get it. By then, you know, they've charged it off and they've fired 2 managers and half a crew and disrupted many people's lives and their families' lives. So there's 2 sides to this coin. Remember that. Especially if there's any of you bitter Rent-A-Center customers out there, which rightfully you should be. Just keep in mind on what the poor bastards working for a company like that is going through. And, you know, We got a few more minutes here. Got a few more things to share. So relax on the next step. KillRadio.org. You're hearing the inside of Gus's brain, guy under stress, at work where he spends most of his time. Center, what can we deliver to you today? Thank you for calling your Rent-A-Center. What can we deliver to you today? Today, my ass. How about 3 or 4 days when they feel like it? So you have less time to get that refund.
Go! let it go, let it go, let it go. I am not afraid, I am not afraid. I have seen it too, I have seen it too. I have held it in my hand, I have seen it, I have smelled it, I've tasted it, you know.
Well, Gus, I hope you've been listening. Now, don't go away right away here. We got about 7 more minutes, but I'm going to be done talking. So thank you, Gus, Guy Under Stress, because of the DAP. Thank you for all the info. Use it for what it's worth. But, you know, give the guy in blue a little love. He's having a hard time. And get that free time. Go in there and get that free time. Tell him, I demand a week free, and I only want to pay tax on that $300 item, and I want it delivered tomorrow, or I'll request a refund. I wonder if, Gus could get in trouble for something like this. Maybe lose that horrible job and do something decent. You've been on the next step. Good night. Enjoy the next couple of tracks and prepare yourselves for the chill room with DJ Hard Drive.
The swan, it floated on the English River. Ah, the rose of high romance, it opened wide. A suntan woman yawned me through the summer, and the judges watched us from the other side. I told my mother, mother, I must leave you. Preserve my room, but do not shed a tear. Should rumors of a shabby ending reach you, it was half my fault and half the atmosphere. But the rose I sicken with a scarlet fever, and the swan I tempted with a sense of shame. She said, at last I finest lover. And if she withered, I would be to blame. The judges said you missed it by a fraction. Rise up and brace your troops for the attack. Are the dreamers right against the men of action? Oh, see the men of action falling back. But I lingered on her thighs a fatal moment. I kissed her lips as though I thirsted still. My falsity, it stung me like a hornet. The poison sank and it paralyzed my will. I could not move to warn all the younger soldiers that they had been deserted from above. So on battlefields from here to Barcelona, I'm listed with the enemies of love. Then long ago she said I must be leaving. Ah, but keep my body here to lie upon. You can move it up and down, and when I'm sleeping, run some wire through that rose and wind the swan. So daily I renew my idle duty. I touch her here and there. I know my place. I kiss her open mouth and I praise her beauty. And people call me traitor to my face.
making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and